I never took ancient runes, Hermione.
I know that, but it isn't a rune, and it's not in the syllabary either. All along I thought it was a picture of an eye, but I don't think it is. It's been inked in, look. Somebody's drawn it there. It isn't really part of the book. Think, have you ever seen it before?
No.
No, wait a moment.
Harry looked closer.
Isn't it the same symbol Luna's dad was wearing round his neck? Well, that's what I thought too.
Then it's Grindelwald's mark. She stared at him open-mouthed.
What? Crumb told me.
He recounted the story that Victor Crumb had told him at the wedding. Hermione looked astonished.
Grindelwald's mark?
She looked from Harry to the weird symbol and back again.
I've never heard that Grindelwald had a mark. There's no mention of it in anything I've ever read about him.
Well, like I say, Crumb reckoned that symbol was carved on a wall at Durmstrang, and Grindelwald put it there. She fell back into the old armchair, frowning.
That's very odd. If it's a symbol of dark magic, what's it doing in a book of children's stories?
Yeah, it is weird, said Harry, and you'd think Scrimgeour would have recognised it.
He was minister. He ought to have been expert on dark stuff.
I know.
Perhaps he thought it was an eye, just like I did. All the other stories have little pictures over the titles.
She did not speak, but continued to pore over the strange mark. Harry tried again.
Hermione?
I've been thinking. I want to go to Godric's Hollow. She looked up at him, but her eyes were unfocused, and he was sure she was still thinking about the mysterious mark on the book.
Yes, she said. Yes, I've been wondering that too. I really think we'll have to.
Did you hear me right? He asked.
Of course I did. You want to go to Godric's Hollow. I agree, I think we should. I mean, I can't think of anywhere else it could be either. It'll be dangerous, but the more I think about it, the more likely it seems it's there.
What's there? Asked Harry. At that, she looked just as bewildered as he felt.
Well, the sword, Harry. Dumbledore must have known you'd want to go back there, and I mean, Godric's Hollow is Godric Gryffindor's birthplace.
Really? Gryffindor came from Godric's Hollow?
Harry, did you ever even open A History of Magic?
He said, smiling for what felt like the first time in months. The muscles in his face felt oddly stiff.
I might have opened it, you know, when I bought it. Just the once. Well, as the village is named after him, I'd have thought you might have made the connection, said Hermione.
She sounded much more like her old self than she had done of late. Harry half expected her to announce that she was off to the library.
There's a bit about the village in A History of Magic. Wait.
She opened the beaded bag and rummaged for a while, finally extracting her copy of their old school textbook, A History of Magic by Matilda Bagshot, which she thumbed through until finding the page she wanted.
Upon the signature of the International Statute of Secrecy in 1689, wizards went into hiding for good. It was natural, perhaps, that they formed their own small communities within a community. Many small villages and hamlets attracted several magical families who banded together for mutual support and protection. The villages of Tinworth in Cornwall, Upper Flagley in Yorkshire, and Ottery St. Catchpole on the south coast of England were notable homes to knots of wizarding families who lived alongside tolerant and sometimes confounded muggles. Most celebrated of these half-magical dwelling places is, perhaps, Godric's Hollow, the West Country village where the great wizard Godric Gryffindor was born and where Bowman Wright, wizarding smith, forged the first golden snitch. The graveyard is full of the names of ancient magical families, and this accounts, no doubt, for the stories of hauntings that have dogged the little church beside it for many centuries.
You and your parents aren't mentioned, Hermione said, closing the book.
Because Professor Bagshot doesn't cover anything later than the end of the 19th century. But you see, Godric's Hollow, Godric Gryffindor, Gryffindor's sword. Don't you think Dumbledore would have expected you to make the connection?
Oh, yeah,